It's been said that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Well, the way to China's heart may well be through its food. That's the way Chinese-American writer Jen Lin Lu sees it. Her memoir is called Serve the People, A Stir-Fried Journey Through China. Now, to research her book, Lin Lu worked in the kitchens of noodle joints and of fine dining restaurants, and she came out with far more than recipes. The World's Mary Kay Magstead sent us this report from Beijing.
The kitchen here at Black Sesame is cooking up a feast. The main chef is Wang Guizhen. She ticks off the dishes being prepared: spicy tofu, Sichuan green beans, red braised pork, and caramelized apples. Her former student, Jen Lin Lu, hovers and helps. She cuts some vegetables here, fills some dumplings there. The kitchen is Lin Liu's brainchild. It's a mini restaurant and cooking school, a chance to bring together the people who taught her how to cook and a new wave of eager students and foodies.
Everyone can gather around the table and we'll start with their first course. This first dish that we have here is pork and pumpkin dumplings with a chili sauce. Dumplings are a really important part of Beijing cooking. It's basically a real bonding activity that people do at home. And Chairman Wang, who's up there, she's got the gray, curly hair. She's my cooking teacher from my cooking school, and she taught me how to make dumplings in her home. And so I spent a lot of nights just wrapping dumplings in her small kitchen.
And that was when Wang started telling her stories. Stories of China's dizzying transformation. Wang recounts the fevered pitch of the Cultural Revolution in the 1960s and being sent to work in the fields rather than to college. Then came the factory years, and then, as the free market opened up, she set up her own cooking school to train chefs for certification. Jen Lin Liu took the course, got her certificate, and went in search of a job in a Chinese kitchen. She says no one would hire her because no one could understand why she'd want such a job, and that included her Taiwanese-born dad, who's here at the dinner.
I don't know how to tell my father that Jen is doing cooking, because cooking in the social hierarchy is not very high in Chinese society. I thought that she should be a scientist or some academician people, but that's not her career.
Jen Lin Liu says it wasn't that she wanted a career in cooking, but she thought it was a good way to go deep into Chinese culture with its passion for food and with such a long history of famines that a common greeting until recently was, "Have you eaten?" But to get that window into the culture, Lin Liu had to find a job. Finally, a noodle joint took her in. The place had to serve up at least 600 bowls of hand-grated noodles a month just to pay the rent. That's how Lin Liu learned about something she calls noodle elbow.
It's a pain that starts from your elbow and pulses down into your finger. And, it continues long after you've grated for several days.
You're smiling as you say this, but this is like repetitive stress syndrome, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's actually a pretty serious thing,
yes,
yeah?
It is. And, I mean, it makes me, realize how much people are willing to sacrifice to better their lives.
Take the owner of the noodle joint, for example. Lin Liu says Zhang Aifeng came to Beijing from the countryside with the classic migrant's dream, to give his kids a better life than he's had.
One thing he said to me when his son was visiting was, I said, "Your son doesn't cook. Why doesn't he cook?" And he said, "He's not going to cook. He's going to college."
Lin Liu glances across the room to where her former boss sizzles vegetables in a wok next to her former teacher. Between the two of them, and others Lin Liu has met on her cooking odyssey, she's followed the arc of China's complex modern journey. Her own cooking repertoire has expanded considerably in the process. But if her noodles and dumplings never do meet her former teacher's exacting standards, she says, well, that was never really the point. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.